Hello, this is Elijah Ward, and I'm excited to bring you another podcast. I am excited today, specifically, because I have a special guest in my arms for today's podcast, and his name is Merritt. Merritt is my son, and he is 14 days old. He has been in a special part of our life for a little over 9 months now, but he's finally here, and I wanted to share a little bit about what Merritt's name means. For anybody who's been following the podcast for the last few months, it might be evident that there's something unique happening in my life. And for anybody that knows me, you know that I love to study, I love to read, I love to learn new things. I have literally stacks of notebooks in my closet and in my office upstairs where I've just over the years have studied and written and done deep dives into just different aspects of the kingdom and different aspects of my walk with Yahweh. And he's highlighted words and phrases and numbers that I've spent countless hours studying and beholding and ultimately becoming. But for the last year, or maybe even longer of my life, I have studied less than I've studied in a long time. I have put less effort into learning new things than I have in a long time. And I've been allowing the principal revelation of the love of God to just be driven deeper into my heart every day through way of encounter and meditating on scripture. I mean, the last few podcasts, I've read from the same exact passage of scripture, I feel like. Romans 8, 14 through 16, it talks about that we've not been given a spirit of religious duty, but we've been given a spirit of full acceptance. We've been enfolded into the family of God, and we will never feel orphaned. And that what comes out of that, as I spoke about in the last podcast, was that the Holy Spirit would whisper into our innermost being that we are beloved children of Yahweh. And so I just wanted to keep going with that. I don't have a new topic. I don't have something new to talk about, but I do have something deeper to go into. And that's where I've really been living for the last year of my life, is that I feel like it might be an inch wide, but it's a mile deep. And so I wanted to tell you about Merritt. A few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, after my wife and I had our second daughter, her name is Misha. We had kind of talked about, you know, obviously we felt like we were done, but we had talked about, you know, when she was probably 2, 3 years old, just about how if we did have another kid, we loved the name Merritt, and it kind of works both ways, whether it's a girl or a boy, it would work. And simply because of, I think, what, you know, the name means in terms of the way you would use merit, that to deserve something. And so we loved that. But a couple years ago, the Lord sent a man into our life, and you heard me mention him in previous podcasts in our church, the Homestead Mobile. The Father sent Damon Thompson into our life to become the primary voice to his voice for the foreseeable future. You know, we sat under Aaron Smith. Most of you are pretty familiar with him. We sat under him for about 10 years, and then the Lord sent another man to be a part of the ministry, and the primary message of his ministry at the Homestead is about a concept called beloved identity, and it really has to do with knowing exactly how deeply and dearly you are loved by the Father, and how when you know that, it brings parts of you to life that would have stayed forever tied to the whipping post of religion. And it's a level of freedom that has just brought me and my wife and our kids and our friends at church. I mean, it's been life-changing for all of us. And when he showed up a couple years ago, he began really driving that revelation deep every service, every Friday night. He would go deep into just continuing to affirm in us the truth that we are deeply and dearly loved by the Father. And he does that a lot through, again, through a word, the concept of beloved identity. So I'd encourage you, if anyone's here in this podcast and you want to learn more about that, look up Damon Thompson Ministries on whatever podcast platform you use, or maybe even on YouTube. All the messages are on there. And just begin to soak in some of that. It's really special. But after he started teaching about that 2 years ago, the deeper we would go, the more this revelation of how loved we are and that we are not just loved by God, but we are the beloved of the Father. The deeper we would go, the more it would just begin to completely transform my interior world. And in fact, we found out we were going to have a son last summer. Prior to that, in the spring of 2023, I was kind of walking through some really, really difficult stuff just in terms of my own interior world, just learning, transitioning in a lot of ways, and spiritually and with a job. And there was a lot happening, and there was a real difficult time that had come upon me. And I really had to learn how to trust through that time. And the message of beloved identity during that time was a lifeline for me. And I got a call from a friend of mine who's also named Elijah. And one night he asked me if I wanted to go up to the church to pray. And so we went up to the church and we turned on some music and we were walking around the sanctuary praying. And I found myself sitting on the floor in the back of the sanctuary near an exit door, and all the lights were off. And so I was laying on the floor looking up, and I saw an exit sign. And as I was looking at that exit sign, in fact, this was so significant that I took a picture of it. As I was staring at that exit sign, praying, something came out of my spirit that I knew was significant. It was a deep cry. And I ended up saying in prayer, "Yahweh, I don't know how much you love me, but I want to." And after I said it, I really realized what I had just said. It's that it was a confession from such a deep place that I know you love me, but I don't really, really, really know exactly how deep your love is for me. But I want to know. I want to know. And I want to experience it deeper still. And it was only a few months later when we found out that we were going to have a son. And I find it so powerful that when my heart cry as a son to my Father, my heart cry of, "Abba, I want to know how much you love me," he answered that cry by giving me a son so that I could sit here today and hold a son in my arms and feel the immense level of love that I feel toward him. And remember, as I'm feeling this love in my heart, I can reciprocate that and understand that there's a Father holding me in his arms. And I am deeply and dearly loved by him. And so after we found out we were having a son, and we decided, as we'd previously decided, that his name is going to be Merritt, we actually later, I looked up the meaning of the name Merritt, and it's actually an ancient Egyptian name, and it means beloved. And I knew it was a confirmation from the Father that he was taking me deeper into his love. That there's a lot I might not understand. There's a lot of things I do understand. I've gone deep in the revelation that he's given me, and I know that I have stewarded it well. I feel the heart of the Father telling me, well done, my good and faithful son. I've stewarded what he gave me. He gave me a revelation of Zion, and I wrote a book, and I published the book. It's called Zion Here and Now, and I was faithful to put everything the Lord was showing me in the book, as uncomfortable as some of it was, but I've over the years stewarded everything he's given me, and I've studied, and I've applied my heart, but now he's taken me deeper into something that I feel like is so deep I can't put it on paper. I can't write it in my notes. I can't articulate it with language. I can only sit and feel. I sit and I feel the smile of God hovering over my life. And as I hold my son in my arms right now, he might even be able to hear him breathing. As I hold my son in my arms, I remember that prayer that I prayed in a difficult time when I was having to really learn how to trust. When I was walking through a anxiety so difficult that it would keep me up at night. It would linger through the day and it would get stronger at night. And I knew that the Lord was carrying me through something significant in my interior world. But my prayer was that, Abba, I don't know how much you love me, but I want to. And he answered my cry. And the way he answered me was by sending me a son so that I could feel the measure of love that I have in my heart for this son. I have two daughters and I love them more than words could ever communicate. But he gave me a son. He gave me merit. My wife and I have a new treasure in our treasure trove. We're very wealthy with family and children, and the Lord has been real good to us. And we're now holding in our hands the dream we once held in our heart. I want to know how much you love me. And it was the Father's joy to reveal that to me. And so I felt like today, while I was holding my son in my arms, while he sleeps, I felt like this is the best time to record a podcast. While I'm holding in my arms the dream I once held in my heart. And so I pray that this blesses you. I just declare over every listener of this podcast that you would discover the deep realms of the Father's love and you would begin to come into greater revelation. Many of you have the revelation, but I declare that it would outfold into overwhelming revelation of the intimate love of the Father, and that you would be baffled and in complete awe of how deeply and dearly you are loved by the Father of all creation. So I declare this over you, that you, as well as me, as well as my son, we are all merit. We are all beloved. The love that the Father has for us has nothing to do with what we can accomplish in this earth. And it has everything to do with who we are in his eyes. We are his beloved children. And he is well pleased. So I declare blessings over you, and that you would hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit as it's revealed in Romans 8, verse 16 in the Passion Translation. That the Holy Spirit would whisper to your innermost being, you are God's beloved child. I bless you, and I look forward to sharing with you in a future podcast. Shalom.